Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
How dare you,
wow.
Absentee bastard. Hello, good morning.
Hello, pip pip, cheerio.
You know, this is why we missed you so much, because you just went right to it on Twitter. You said enough already, just arrest Trump. Arrest everyone around him, arrest his lawyers for conspiring with him, make his money poison, make his name a curse. Thank you. Oh my God, have you read the whole Rolling Stone piece? Did you read the whole...
And the piece that was in the Washington Post.
Thank you. Yeah. I thought that was going to be the big story this morning. Then I was like,
Yeah. It's like, at some point, you know, they have to show up. We need to know as a public that they can't escape justice. Mm-hmm. Because they keep talking about the reconciliation bill as the thing that will depress the vote. You know what'll depress the vote? Not punishing the people that tried to tear apart the country.
Yeah. Well, once again, in your very erudite style, you said the American right is just a bunch of pig f***ers who are proud of being pig f***ers and who say, look at me, the pig, while they're f***ing a pig, and the rest of the pig f***ers cheer the pig while they're f***ing pigs themselves. Okay, so that pretty much sums up where we are this particular moment in our history.
Yeah. I like to think that that's what happens when they all visit Iowa.
So, yeah, I don't... Right. The Willard Hotel planning thing, this obviously goes all the way up. We knew, and we already knew members of Congress were involved, but holy... Right? I mean, they have evidence. I'm just sort of... And it was weird for people that will never shut the up on Fox News or anywhere else. No one had any comment. It was weird, wasn't it? A lot of... Yeah, crickets from nobody's office had any comment this morning.
Yeah, yeah. I want to get Condoleezza Rice back and ask her. Should we move on?
Yeah, should we move on?
Yeah. Now that there's members of Congress that conspired, now that there's proof of that, should we just move on, Condi?
Right. Yes, you had some. Hang on, I'm going through 17 weeks that you've been missing of your tweets, but yes. Condi Rice, that's what the way you said it about you. Condoleezza Rice says she cried on January 6th, but it's time to move on. You said one of this nation's biggest problems is an insistence on moving on from anything that makes conservatives sad. You said the right never moves on from anything. They pretend something is the worst thing ever and are holes about it forever. They're still talking about Hillary Clinton. So Condi and everyone can totally off with moving on from 1-6. And you said, in case I'm not totally clear, you, Condoleezza Rice. Okay, I think you were clear.
Yeah, but I just needed to make sure that everybody knew that this was directed at Condoleezza Rice, that I'm so tired of seeing the Bush administration get to pretend like there was something honorable about them. And, you know, and I know I pissed off a lot of people by saying mean things about Colin Powell, but sorry, you know, hundreds of thousands of people died because of him.
At least he was the only one that apologized for it and said it was the worst mistake of his life. I mean,
after the 2004 election.
Right. All right. Let's move on. Let's move on from that, because I disagree with you about Colin Powell. I think he was misled, and I think he regretted it for the rest of his life and his otherwise honorable life. But I think, you know, Condi Rice, I'm like, wait a minute, move on. The worst national security failure in our history happened on your watch when you were national security advisor. And then we were supposed to move on and all unite after 9/11. And you're like, this was a terrorist attack, but from within our own country. But because it was Republicans, we're supposed to move on. It was Trump supporters. So this is, and they're white people. So, oh, well, right?
Yeah. We're supposed to just move on. I mean, you know, even at the 9/11 rhetoric that you're talking about, you know, it quickly became used as a way of punishing Democrats who didn't blindly support war and the war on terror. So, you know, even that was a lie. So, you know, this idea that we need to move on from this is...
It would, Rude, you're really right. Will, you know, I'll talk to Eric Bollert in a few minutes about the mainstream media, but will they go back and ask Condi Rice? Do you feel the same after this latest, all this latest evidence? Do we still just move on? I mean, I could never believe that, you know, the Bush administration, I mean, first of all, we didn't all unite after 9/11. Democrats put party above country because I remember thinking, oh my God, these incompetent the worst, despite multiple warnings. I remember, in fact, Condoleezza Rice specifically, no one could have imagined, really? It was the title of the presidential daily briefing. Terrorists determined to strike in the U.S. and hit targets like the World Trade Center with things like planes. It couldn't have been more specific. Right?
Yeah, it wasn't a failure of imagination. It was a failure of action.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, when it comes to January 6th, it's not like we're not seeing the conspiracy ongoing right before our eyes with all of these voting bills, these limitations on voting, as well as trying to get rid of any officials that might want to follow election law and allow a state's election to stand, you know, getting rid of anybody who might get in the way of Republican legislators being able to overturn an election.
Yeah.
I mean, that's 1/6 continued.
Well, that's what's creepy about not just the Rolling Stone piece, but the Washington Post piece about the Willard Hotel is just that it was very specific about how they and it did almost work. Obviously, they found people in the states to go along and go, okay, well, there were irregular. We need to, go back to the states and we need to maybe send our own electors. Mm-hmm. And I mean, if not for this or that, right? Turn of the screw a different way.
We were a Mike Pence away from a coup.
We were Dan Quayle away.
Yeah, a Dan Quayle.
Yeah, or Dan Quayle, you know, giving advice. Yeah, we were the fact that the country came down to what we people were from Indiana said.
We were within a Scaramucci of losing our democracy.
Yes, and the fact that we were saved by Indiana just galls me.
It really
because,
does.
Man,
it really
man,
does.
I don't like Indiana.
Well,
wow.
But no,
man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I've said it, I keep saying it. It's just they are terrorists. In this case, actual terrorists, these members of Congress named in this Rolling Stone piece, but COVID terrorists. I mean, you tweeted, I'm in the UK seeing a band tonight. I don't know the band. You said the venue requires an antigen test before. I asked about buying one. Someone said, no, you just walk into an NHS office. They give you a box with like 8 of them. You said, God, we Americans are primitive when it comes to healthcare. And primitive and going backwards. I actually talked to George Lopez on the plane about, are Republicans running on bringing back rubella and polio and whatever? Like, you know, we were talking about as kids going, what's that, Daddy? The thing. You know why you don't know what polio is? Because of this thing in my arm, because we all got vaccinated. I mean, I mean, you said Justin Trudeau mandated to fly. You said that's how you do it and that's how you frame it. Anyone opposed can go themselves in their cars. I was, you know, that's the one thing I was saying. I mean, I want it to be mandatory to be vaccinated to fly. I mean, that was the only thing that gave me pause. Was
our planes were really, really full,
really
and
full.
Crowded.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I had a guy sitting next to me with his mask down half the time. I mean, it just.
Yeah. I was fortunate. Everybody around me. I mean, there was only one minor moment where one of the flight attendants had to tell somebody to put a mask on. Otherwise, it was totally calm and fine.
I said, every time I get on a plane, I said to the captain and the stewardess were the flight attendant were there, and I was like, thank you for all you do. I'm sorry people are being jerks to you. And they were like, are you a flight attendant? I'm like, no, but I could be.
No, you could not be.
Oh, service is not.
No, I panic too easily.
Yes.
I'll be like, oh my God, there's turbulence. We're all going to die. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Oh, come on. You'd be sassy and friendly walking down those sashaying down the aisle, you know.
No, you'd be like, get it your own damn self. I'm not getting you a soda.
Get it yourself. I'm a nervous flyer.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me now. All right, let's turn to all this other stuff going on. Because I made an important announcement at Sexy Liberal Saturday night, and that is I am not even going to hate Kyrsten Sinema anymore. That's it. It's over. It's a lot for me to give up on a relationship, particularly someone I haven't met, but that's it. Yeah. No hate for you. Yes, because you were commenting specifically, she wants to cut at least $100 billion from climate programs. And you said 6 Arizona counties, including Maricopa, will become unlivable in 30 years because of climate change. But shine on, you crazy diamond. Yes. Here, between her and Manchin, this one, you talked about Manchin saying you won't do a carve out on the filibuster, blah, blah. And you said, not to keep harping on this quote, but it's such bull. Giving a minority veto power over the majority is what murders a democracy, because why bother having democracy if the majority's will isn't followed? Thank you.
Yeah, that's why we have a judiciary. We have a judiciary to protect the minority, allegedly to protect the minority. Although, you know, now we're seeing with this Supreme Court, we have no idea what kind of crazy stuff they're going to do. Right. We have no idea if Obergefell is the next after Roe, if Obergefell will be the next big decision to fall. Yeah. We're in this era where whatever the will of the majority is subsumed by this insane, loud, active minority.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Leader McConnell said, my new statement on the Democrats' self-created debt limit crisis. And you said just you to him on Twitter. But then you said you is the start of my response. Get face by a grizzly bear is my closer.
Yeah,
that just put an image in my head that
right? Yeah, a turtle getting faced by a grizzly, and
and I believe they have a spiked penis. So,
is some Mutual of Omaha type information right there.
Yes, yes. The more you know, visualize. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes. But I mean, you said I'll give the final word. You were talking about just the whole COVID. They are COVID terrorists as well. You said, I'll give the final word to a guy from Northern Ireland I was drinking with. He said, talking about what's going on in the U.S., he said, that's what can happen when half your politicians aren't working, or, you know, the way it's running there. He said, that's what happens when half your politicians aren't working to undermine science, like the right.
Stephanie Miller.
Hang on. Nope. Oh, well, that was the wrong word. Well, no, it wasn't the wrong word. It wasn't the wrong word. It was the right C word.
Okay.
That you have in the United States.
I'm sorry, that was
perfect.
That was.
Because Travis calls me the Tessa. So,
all the time.
Yeah. So he called all of our politician right C words.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, half
well, the Republicans, right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And also, they don't have an entire, media ecosystem devoted to undermining confidence in vaccines.
Yeah.
You know, if you go to the Murdoch newspapers, the tabloids there, they're not telling you not to get the vaccine. What they're doing is they're saying, now they are advocating against any other kinds of lockdowns or limitations or something like that, but they are definitely not anti-vaccine.
Right, right. Well, and also some of your tweets echoed what we just played that President Obama said. We're trying to, everything that's recovering from a once in a whatever pandemic has wiped out, hundreds of thousands of us, and about trumped up culture wars. And you just said a couple things about that. You said, I'm thinking most parents who oppose things because they think it's critical race theory are just saying, I don't want my kids to find out how racist I am.
Right.
And you just said, cancel culture is not a thing. It's the whine of people realizing they can't just say without impunity all of the they're used to saying. Just say you're pissed off that some people have power who never had it before. But it is. It's this faux outrage, as President Obama said, about everything, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I get it. It would be fun to make jokes about, the drunken Irish people, it would be great to be able to make those jokes again. It'd be great to make jokes about, my wife's such a terrible cook, that I,
right.
It just, you know, what do you want? Do you want to go back to that kind of, to that kind of comedy? Do you want to be able to just, you know, say whatever? Oh, you know, those penny pinching Jews.
You had a good tip for us, for those of us comedians. You said, you know, comedians, it is possible that you can just shut them up about some stuff. No one is requiring you to talk about every damn thing. It's okay to say you don't know about an issue. That is true. That is some really good advice.
That should go for, that actually should go for most public discourse at this point. This is just shut the F up
right.
about the
when in doubt, shut the up. Right. Yeah. I think that's good.
I don't care if you, I don't care if you have a friend. I don't care if you read an article. I don't care. Just shut up if you don't really know that's about it and stop pretending you're an expert.
Here's the thing. You are, you got a haircut, so you look less like a scruffy hobo. You, despite being a horrible absentee bastard dad for the last, I don't know how many weeks here on the Stephanie Miller Show. You, as it turns out.
You know what? I brought the kids candy, so, you know.
Good.
You, as it turns out, are a good daddy. You tweeted, check out my daughter's band, Natalie and the Monarchies. Awesome new single, Angeline. Big thanks to Bob Seska for previewing out his great podcast this week. Yeah. We will play. We'll play it as a bump.
Yeah.
And how do we get find out about it?
You can go to. It's on. It's Natalie and the Monarchy. The cut is called Angeline. It was produced, if I may say, at Motor Museum Recording Studios in Liverpool.
Wow.
Which is where Oasis and Black Keys and a bunch of artists have produced stuff. And you can go to natalieandthemonarchy.bandcamp.com, and it's on your Spotify, your Amazon, your Tidal.
So cool.
Who's a good daddy? Who's got good sperm? You do. Who's
they
got
swam.
The best?
They swam at least once that I know of.
That he knows of.
All right. Love you. Don't ever leave again, you bastard. I love you.
Oh, I'm stuck in the USA for a while.
All right. Okay. I love you. I hate you. I love you. I hate you. Goodbye.
Bye.
That's like talking to cinema.